we're joined by the returning Billy Reeves. Billy, you've returned to Leek Town Football Club. What made you want to return to the F-Ball Community Stadium?
Obviously, you know, I was at Leek for a long time, and it's where I've enjoyed my football most, really, over my career. I spoke to Wardy before the end of the season, who's obviously gone now, and as soon as I knew, you know, the opportunity was there to come back to Leek, I jumped at it, really, and met Josh, and you know, everything that was said was brilliant. You know, he impressed me with the things that had changed at the club, and it was a no-brainer, really, for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's probably a bit of an odd one for you, because it's a new management team in place. As you said, Wardy's gone, a new manager as well, Josh Breout. Some of the players have gone, the likes of Trickett Smith and Mark Grocott and Louis Keenan, but there's obviously new players coming in, and of course it's a new division. So how's it going to feel for you when you step back into pre-season training in what, a couple of weeks time?
Yeah, I think it'll feel a little bit strange, you know, going back with a few of the lads aren't there anymore, like you say, you know, Gropes, Tricks and Keens, just being three of them, and obviously Aaron and Tom have gone as well, so it'll be different. You know, there's not many lads that I know there now, but you know, there's still that feeling of familiarity with the club and, you know, obviously the backroom staff and things like that, which is nice. And with obviously it's a new division for the club, you know, not been in step three for a while, and there's loads of new grounds to go to, and loads of new teams. So you know, it's exciting, isn't it? And I think everyone at the club's going to be excited to get going and start in step three.
It's a test as well for not only yourselves but your teammates as well.
Yeah, I've not played in step three for a long time now, so, but it's, you know, it's a good standard, and there's some good teams in there and a lot of good players, but you know, we've made some good signings as well as the lads that have gone, and you know, bringing in a good caliber of player who've played higher than step three, so it's, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. And obviously Leek did really, really well last year, so obviously the players that were brought in after I'd gone, you know, done a really good job, and I'm pretty confident.
Did you have a little bit of envy as you watched on and saw your old teammates go and finally win promotion? I know obviously you had quite a lot to contend with being at Bury yourself, and they had their playoff campaign as well.
Yeah, obviously it's disappointing not to be a part of the success that came last season, you know, after spending 5 years at Leek and coming so close on so many occasions. But you know, the overriding emotion was just really pleased for everyone involved, because it's a great club, and it was, you know, a great set of lads that I played with at Leek the first time round. So I was absolutely delighted for everyone involved. And obviously, you know, with Bury, it was a tough season, and you know, we just couldn't quite get over the line, which has been the story for me on a number of occasions over the last few years. But it was disappointing, but you know, I'm sure that they'll get up this year. It's a great club, and it's, you know, for that level, it's an absolutely massive club, and it's a great experience for any non-league player that I'd highly recommend if they get the chance.
Yeah, you touched on Bury, but obviously that came about a third of the way into the seasons of last season now, really. So if you just take us back to when you did leave Leek Town, and just fill people in as to what you got up to for those who didn't follow your career.
Yeah, so I went to Bootle from Leek in the same league, and you know, the manager there at the time, Dave McNabb, sort of sold me the project there, and it all sounded, you know, it was very exciting, the things that were going on there, and it's a really, really well run club, you know, some great people there as well. So I went there, and we got a really good squad together at Bootle, and we were really confident. That we'd probably, you know, obviously at the time it didn't look like there was any runaway team, really. It was probably Kidsgrove at the time, and we were confident that we'd be up there. But obviously, you know, Dave got the call from Bury to go there, and you know, understandably, it's something you can't really turn down because of the size of the club and you know, the history that goes with it, really. So yeah, I followed Dave to Bury and finished season there.
And you touched on about going back into the Premier Division. How do you think Leek will get on next season? As you say, it's been a long time since they've been up in that division, but some of the signings, well, it's been blowing us away at Moorlands Radio, some of the players coming in.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell, isn't it? Because, you know, there's been a lot of comings and goings at Leek this summer. But like you say, the players that are coming in are fantastic players, and know, they've all played higher, like I said earlier, which is fantastic, and it's great experience for everyone in the squad. And you know, I think we'll be quietly confident that, you know, we can hold our own. You know, I don't think it'll be a case of probably being up there and challenging, but I definitely think we can hold our own against any team in the division.
Have you managed to speak to any of the lads at Leek to see how they're feeling ahead of the new season, or like yourself, are they all just being away on holiday and you've not managed to have that good old catch up?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke briefly to Louis Keenan and Dan Tricks. Obviously, they're not going to be there now. So it's like I say, it's disappointing that they're not going to be there. But there's still, you know, Ollie and Gricey and Rob as well. So, you know, I'm sure I'll catch up with them once we get back for pre-season.